Welcome back to Challenges of Faith Radio Program. I'm Gary McCanns. Thank you for joining. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners. The Challenges of Faith Radio Program was formed for the purpose of strengthening and or re-strengthening the believer of the household of faith. In essence, what the Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And you can find that in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. My guest today is William Owens, author of Journey by Faith and director of publishing for the Why Jesus book series. But Brother Owens is also director of publications through People LLC. And we're going to touch on all that our beloved brother's doing. But first and foremost, Brother William, welcome to Challenges of Faith Radio Program.
Well, praise God, man. Thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to be with you today.
Hey, it's an honor having you on. First and foremost, how are you and loved ones?
You know, I am doing wonderful, man. I'm so grateful for his grace and his mercy and the mind he's given me to serve him. So I'm doing wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Brother William, what were your aspirations while growing up?
Wow. Now, that's a good question, man. You know, growing up, I can say I always had a smile on my face. I was always, I was kind of my mama's, you know, if she wanted to laugh or something, we would talk. And that's true today. I was always inquisitive. A lot of times I was too quick about things. I remember in sixth grade, they were playing kickball. And we were out in the field, and defense, and the ball got kicked right to me, man. And I was so anxious to get home, to get inside, to win. I caught the ball, and I dropped it so fast so I could get to our time to kick the ball. They thought I didn't catch the ball. And so, you know, my aspirations growing up was to never drop the ball again. It was so fast.
Praise God. All right. So, let's go right into it. What is the Why Jesus book series?
The Why Jesus book series. You know, the Lord spoke to my heart one morning. I take a look at what's happening in our nation, what's happening in the world. Mm-hmm. And as we see prophecy being fulfilled, as we see scriptures coming to life, as we see the conflicts of belief, and we even see the opposition to the truth. The question about Jesus has become even more apparent and will become more apparent as we see these last days culminating to a conclusion. And that is, why Jesus? Why him? Why not Muhammad? Why not Hare Krishna? Why not Buddha? Why not none of these ideas? Why not just being spiritual? Why do I have to have Jesus? Why Jesus? And so that question just stuck with me. And being in the publishing industry for over 30 years and the writer myself of several books and poetry, I wanted to capture the heart of other believers. Why Jesus? Why do you put faith in Jesus? Why does your faith in Jesus matter? Why did you choose Jesus? What has he done in your life to where you are so committed to him and following him and will even die for him? Why Jesus? I mean, I know there's a story about him in the Bible, and he claims to be God, and he changed the water to wine, and he fed people, and he supposedly rose from the dead, people say. But why Jesus? And he did raise from the grave. But why? Why Jesus? And so there's nothing more powerful than a testimony. There's nothing more powerful than that person's own account of why Jesus. It's not from a theological perspective. It's from a personal story, a personal experience that we call a testimony. But it could be a story. It could be a story. It could be an essay. It could be a testimony of why Jesus. Now, people can argue doctrine. They can't argue your story. They can't argue why you have come to the conclusion you have. And so it started off with that just one theme, why Jesus, and the one book, why my faith in Jesus matters. And so that's the kind of answer behind this series. We feel, you know, we really feel in our hearts that this will probably potentially be the largest collection of stories, essays, and testimonies of living Christians today ever assembled. You know, Paul, he wrote to Timothy in Rome. Peter, he wrote 1st and 2nd Peter in Rome. Mark wrote Mark as well as Acts in Rome. You know, so when we think about all the writings that took place in the early church, they wrote their accounts, and it turned out to be the Word of God. And so in our generation, I believe it's time for us to write. It's time for us to just write our story, our testimony as to why Jesus, and give an account that I believe will follow us into eternity, give an account of a recorded evidence of why Jesus. And so that's a long version of my answer. I could go on, but that continues to burn in our hearts today as to why we're doing this series of books.
Praise God. Now, who are the collaborations of authors?
Well, the collaboration of authors is a collaboration of mothers, fathers, students, professionals, doctors, dentists, lawyers, athletes. As of this day, one book, Why Jesus, Why My Faith in Jesus Matters, has actually grown to 14 different books now. We have 14 different books that will include collaborators who have felt led by the Lord to write their story, their essay, or testimony, and submit it for one of those specific book themes. And so not only do we have Why Jesus, Why My Faith in Jesus Matters, but the Spirit of God has grown into different emphases. For example, we have a book called Athletes Who Compete and Why Jesus Loves Them. We have another one called Why Jesus Loves the Home and the Women, Wives, and Mothers Who Make Them. So it's just grown into different types of emphasis of why Jesus. And so those collaborators are made up of people who have submitted their stories, essays, or testimonies, and they have been accepted to be included in that particular book.
William, what is the importance of sharing, inspiring, faith-renewing stories and testimonies?
It's so important that Revelation says we overcome by the word of our testimony. It's so important because it stands to be evidence. In fact, a person's word in the court of law can either set someone free or send someone to jail just because of their word. If they are an eyewitness, and that eyewitness can collaborate what they saw to be true, it stands in the court of law. Now, if a person lies, it's called perjury, and they can suffer consequences accordingly. So if we can just imagine the weight of a person's story in the court of law, it goes to show how important it is to God for our stories to be told. I believe we have become so defensive in our faith that we have forgotten that we have the right to be offensive, on the offense, and not on the defense. In fact, the Bible says that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. That sounds like we're on the offense, and Satan is trying to protect what he has, but he can't even keep us from invading his territory. And how do we do that? Well, we tell our story. You know, we share our faith. Sometimes we share our faith one-on-one with people. Sometimes we share our faith with many people on a stage. But there's something about writing our story. You know, when you tell a story, somebody might remember it, somebody might forget it. But when you write a story, it becomes a document of fact. It is something that a person can always refer to. It's something that is there. It's permanent. It becomes a part of the culture. And we have to seize the moment to interject into our culture our stories, where people can read these stories. In fact, this series of books are actually a global publication. It represents Christians all over the world. A series of books will be translated into various languages. So this is not limited to 100. It's going to be multiple countries where people will have a chance to submit their stories, essays, or testimonies. So I can't begin to express the importance of our book, of these stories being told and shared with people all over the country. And when you tell your story, Gary, when you share your story, it touches a part of a person's heart, not so much their mind, but their heart. When the heart is touched, then the mind is open to be informed. And that's what these stories are about. We have a book series. We have a book called King Jesus, Spiritual Apostasy and Political Injustice. This is a series. This is one book of the series that I believe will encompass essays on why we must defend the faith and why Jesus is King of Kings. So to answer your question, Gary, it's important that we leave a record of our faith in the earth. Put a record of our faith in the earth to where people might dispute our doctrine, but they can't dispute our story.
Mm-hmm. You really answered my next question, which would it entail involving how each narrative within the series would nourish the reader's soul. So that leads me to, as you know, the adversary, the devil, has his own pastors. He has his own children. And I say that coming back to my next question, the importance for an author to be genuine and vulnerable in sharing their faith. So the question is, why is it important for them to be so that whoever the listeners are, they're able to discern that this person who is sharing their faith is genuine versus the one who's trying to imitate or mimic a testimony?
You know, what the point you're bringing up is so important. It's taken us a while to really put the systems in place to ensure authentic, heartfelt stories are presented in these books. And so we've created a body of assessors. We don't call them judges, but we assess each story carefully before it's accepted. So there's a process of how people submit their stories. We have a soft submission where a person would submit up to 300 words, a soft submission just to give us an idea of what their story is about, why we want to write, why we want to submit it. And if that is approved from our team of assessors, then they're invited to submit their story in its entirety, the official submission. And so the assessors go through each one, and we assess it on a scale of authenticity, of clarity, we even include humor. We include the formation of thought. We're not so much looking for excellence in grammar and spelling and all of that. We're looking for the heart. We're looking for the heart. Of course, we have a body of editors who will make sure it's presented professionally, but we want the heart to be the focus. So this is how we will go about ensuring that authentic stories have been submitted and presented in this series of 14 books. And because, When a person is thinking about being inspired and being edified, I believe people are looking for that more than ever before. You know, Hollywood does its best to produce movies that are worthwhile, but they just can't seem to get it right because their whole narrative is based upon that which is not true. However, we as believers, we have what's called a hope that fadeth not away. We have been redeemed. We have an expectation that exceeds that of the temporal. And so when we write about what Christ has done for us, what we've come from and where we are, it just gives birth to hope. It touches the depths of the heart, and we believe that will not only edify the believer, but it will attract the unbeliever. The Bible says, "The loving cords have I drawn thee," and we want those loving cords to reach to the words that people will read in these books as we put the question out, why Jesus? And people will reach and read a story that I believe they will be able to relate to, and their hearts will be open to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, the Why Jesus book series held a pre-launch webinar, from Rome, Italy. How was it received?
Oh, it was received very well. It was a lot of people were like, Rome, Italy, what? Why in Rome? And I think I gave some insight as to why we went to Rome. Of course, yes, the food and the pizza was great, but it wasn't for that reason. We went to Rome because Rome was the cradle of many things that happened in Christendom. Rome was where the early church, parts of the early church, experienced great persecution.
Mm-hmm.
And it took 300 years for those seeds to germinate. However, during that time, Paul wrote the Romans in Rome. He wrote Romans was written to the Romans. And so all of the things that we see that took place in Rome was in many ways to us a great way of establishing the importance of us writing in our generation. These letters that were written, it's 1st and 2nd Peter, Romans and Timothy, these letters were written. I don't believe that they necessarily thought that these letters would comprise the Word of God that we know today. They were simply being moved by the Spirit of God to write mm-hmm. what the Lord was saying. And so today, we're writing stories to simply amplify the truth. Of course, we're not writing stories to create a Bible, but we're writing stories to amplify that what was written was true. We're writing stories that I believe will be here even after the church is gone. I believe they will find some of these books and read the stories of why Jesus. Perhaps people won't read the Bible deliberately, but they might read one of these stories and someone will quote the Bible and it will spark a hunger. The Holy Spirit can use that story. So the webinar in Rome was well received. We had considerable attendance. It wasn't promoted too long. But the attendance that showed up was absolutely blessed by it. And now we're continuing our webinars. They picked back up this week. We've had to make some adjustments for the good. And we also are planning a live 3-day virtual event that will be taking place next month.
Praise God. And that leads me to, how can interested authors contribute their stories or their essays, their testimonies and poetry to the Why Jesus book series?
And by all means, and the beautiful part about this particular book series is that it's not limited to authors. A person doesn't have to be an author. They can just be a person who loves to cook, and they have a story behind a recipe. Now, you might be saying, well, why are you talking about a person who loves to cook? Because one of our newest books is called Why Jesus Loves to Cook and So Do I. It's actually a book of recipes and stories behind it. You know, there's nothing like the holiday season. Everybody's breaking out their favorite dish, or the summer must come and somebody wants to, you know, brag about their ribs. And it's nothing like good food and faith, because it warms the heart. And we people need to realize something, that Jesus is involved in every aspect of our lives, even when it comes to our cooking. You know, we pray over our food before we eat. We ask God to bless it. Jesus is in the kitchen when we're cooking. He's everywhere. So Jesus loves to cook, and so do I. That's one of the books that we've received such interesting feedback. And so it's comprised of recipes and the story behind it. So a person doesn't have to be an author. Once they attend the webinar, They are being provided an opportunity on how to proceed from there, on how to have a soft submission. And if they are approved with the soft submission, they also then will automatically receive notification that they now can also submit official submission. So it all begins with attending one of the webinars.
What are the guidelines for submissions?
The guidelines for submission is, again, a soft submission. You know, I like to present how we have come up with our platform this way. If a person has a burden to take a mission trip, they want to take a trip somewhere, they take a look at what it's going to take in order to take that mission trip. And so there's certain costs involved. And while we have an infrastructure, we also have costs. And we invite those who want to submit their story, their essay, or their testimony to share in some of that cost. And so they submit their soft submission. There's a fee for that. If they are approved, then they submit their official submission. There's a cost for that. All of the costs are expressed in the webinar. And however, in addition to that, we provide every submission tremendous value. For example, people will get access to our platform that helps them understand how to write. They get access to some of our courses on taking your journey by faith. One of my books is called Journey by Faith, and I teach an entire course on that. So they get access to spiritual instruction as well as information on how to write, on how to present what God has put in your heart. We have several courses that people will be able to take. There are videos with workbook attached as well. Those who are selected to be in the book, they actually will also share in the royalty pool of commissions, of royalties earned from the sales of the books when they do begin to sell. So the procedure, the webinar, then they will receive a link if they want to submit and pay an admission administrative costs to help defray some of our costs. If they are selected, they also will receive a percentage of the group royalties that's paid out. We also have a robust distribution program, and I'll share that with you when it's time.
Well, you really answered a couple of my questions, which leads into how does an author become an affiliate distributor for the Why Jesus book series?
Yes. Now, this is the part that really excites me because we've had to really lean on the Lord for wisdom on such a book series, especially in today's atmosphere. There is a tremendous amount of conflict and cancel culture, if you would. And everybody's familiar with what's happening with cancel culture. You have organizations and structures and algorithms online that are designed cancel you without you even knowing it. And that includes some of your big name systems. There's Amazon, all of the Google, Facebook. They will gladly take your money, but that doesn't mean you're going to necessarily connect with who you are hoping to connect with. So we have to really be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, Gary. And so one of the things that God has put in our hearts is to establish our own distribution system. And the distribution will be dependent upon people. You know, when Jesus chose his 12 disciples, he chose 12. Now, they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have Twitter accounts. They didn't have a Facebook page. They didn't have any of that. All they had was the presence of God and a mandate that Jesus had given them. Mm-hmm. So imagine what we can do with the event of technology, with the event of systems. So therefore, we are building and establishing a distribution network that will be exclusive for the Why Jesus book series. We have different levels of affiliates. We have a distributor affiliate. And the distributor affiliate, the best way to describe a distributor affiliate is that they have an entrepreneurial spirit. They have an entrepreneurial mindset. And by the way, one of our books is called Why Jesus Called Me to Be an Entrepreneur. And so they have a mindset, and they are looking for a way perhaps to start a business or to participate in something that's exclusive to their community. So distributor affiliate has an opportunity to secure certain geographical location, literally have physical books to present at churches, bookstores, events, well, not necessarily bookstores, but events, conferences, one-on-one with people, literally the books in hand, and will be able to share those books right on the spot. You know, there's nothing like having books in hand. There's nothing like a belly to belly. That's one aspect of our affiliate program. The other aspect is a person can become an affiliate. They can sign up, get a link. That link will direct people to buy that book on our store. They make a percentage of that book sale, 25 to 40% of that book sale. The difference between a standard affiliate and a distributor affiliate, with the distributor affiliate, they put some skin in the game because we give them a territory. They're able to literally have physical books. And so, and then we have other affiliate levels that are related to actual authors, those who participate in the project. So all in all, our distribution system is designed to be through people, to people, for people. So that's the whole vision behind Through People Publishers.
William, earlier you touched on assessors. How does one become an assessor for the Why Jesus book series?
You know, several ways. It's by invitation. Also, if they feel in their heart that they have some skills that would be, that would, they want to contribute to this, they can visit our website. We have a link there that talks about assessors. We have a video that explains what an assessor does, what we're looking for, and their responsibilities. And then there is a link for them to our form, to express if they're interested in being an assessor. And of course, we do our due diligence, making sure assessors are truly Christians. They have some skill set that would be important in order to fulfill a role as an assessor. We want to know their availability so that we can work within the time, within their availability time. And so an assessor literally can be invited, be recommended, or they can say, I would be interested in being an assessor. So it's very easy in that sense. And then once we review their application, we will respond accordingly and welcome them as an assessor or the likely that them know we don't believe that this would be an ideal position.
Where does an author sign up or a person sign up and register for more details?
They can visit our website, WhyJesusBookSeries.com. And simply register for the next upcoming webinar. We have, and at this point, we have two webinars a week. These are live webinars. And the live webinars are approximately an hour to an hour and 20 minutes. And at the webinar, they will get an overview of this project and be able to sign up for our live event, May 23rd. Our live event is May 23rd through the 25th. It's a three-day event. It's going to be absolutely remarkable. We have some special guests who are going to be speaking. We're going to be talking about the whole aspect of the Why Jesus book series. We're going to be talking about the books. We're going to be talking about the importance of writing and evangelism and why these stories will, we believe, cover the earth. And then at the conclusion of the live webinar, we officially open up the submission process. So May 25th, we will officially open up the process for people to start submitting their stories. I will say this to your listeners, we might have an early submission opportunity for those who might know that in their hearts they want to be a part of this. So we're looking at having an early submission opportunity. And the best way to be informed about that is to attend our webinars, and you will be able to get information on how you and submit your information ahead of the May 23rd official launch.
All right. And listeners, take a look at our show notes on the information that William is sharing with us so that you can have that added knowledge. William, as an author and avid reader of the Bible, why do you believe the Why Jesus book series will provide an endless supply of stories for people's faith to be edified?
I believe that because God has provided in his divine nature and his sovereignty, he understands how we have been wired, how we have been made. And for God to inspire selected human beings to write the word is flesh, and it dwelt amongst us. But then he inspired us, chosen vessels, to write it down and make a document. And throughout history, that document has come together. It was so important for God to know that his word needed to be written. How much more should we be a vessel? The Bible says in the Psalm that we are a pen of a ready writer. How much more should we be available to write what is inspired in our hearts? Because when you write, you are exercising every aspect of your emotion. You're feeling what you're writing. You're processing what you're writing. And there is a connection with the writing, with the heart, and with the mind. So there's something happening to you. You're coming to a better place of why you believe what you believe when you write it. And so all of that was written out, and somebody reads it. The emotion that they receive, it lifts them to a place that's mysterious. How all comes together, we don't know. It's just like a seed. You put a seed in the ground. And with the right conditions, it begins to sprout. It begins to grow. And it bears fruit. And so when we begin to write, and then when others begin to read, and this is why when a person reads your story, they have a chance to potentially meet someone whose story they read. It's like, I read your story, and it's blessed my life. And what happens out of that is the writer is blessed, and the reader is blessed. So above all, God is glorified.
Mm-hmm. What is the importance of Psalm chapter 45, verse 1, and the Why Jesus book series?
You know, the psalmist was reflecting on something. He was reflecting on this relationship that he was having with God. And he was reflecting on this revelation that God had imparted to him. And it was so important that his heart was moved by it. His heart is indicting itself as overflowing with something that God was making known to him. And it was a good thing. It was a good match. And it was so important. It was so powerful. He couldn't just think it. He had to write it. My heart. It came from the heart. And that is the key with these series. It's about the heart. You can't fake the heart. It's indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. So we're speaking about things that are intimate to us. They are rhema to us. They are something that nobody can take away from us. It's a part of who we are. It's a part of who we've become because of what the king has done in our lives. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. I think that's just profound because he's saying that my tongue is the pen. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. In other words, I'm going to take what's on my tongue and put it on paper so that others may experience what this king has done in my life. And that's the connection between Psalms 45:1 and the Why Jesus book series.
Mm-hmm. Brother William, what is your book, Journey of Faith, about, and why did you write it?
Journey by Faith. Wow. You know, it was about 6 years ago, I took a journey from Nevada to Texas. And I didn't take a plane. I didn't take a train. I didn't take a car or a motorcycle, nor did I walk. I took a bike and rode my bike over 1,000 miles from Nevada to Texas, sharing the gospel. It was an amazing journey. It was the book is called Astonished, How God Wants to Be Astonished by Our Journey of Faith. After that book, several years later, God spoke to my heart to write about the journey, how you took the journey, a journey by faith. And that's the name of my latest book, Journey by Faith, Discovering the Will of God and Doing It Now. And so this book, Journey by Faith, chapter one, for example, it says, the journey from within. Until we take a journey inside, we can't take the journey outside. God wants us to take a journey within, that journey by faith. And so, you know, that's what the book is about. It's provoking God's people to take the journey. Take the journey. We can ever learn but never take the journey. We can keep learning about faith but never take the journey. You know, we can keep going to church. That doesn't mean you're taking the journey. You're just taking the truth from one place to the other. But it doesn't mean you're taking the journey. I think Christians have become bored. We're just absolutely bored. We're always learning but never doing anything with our learning on the scale of how much we know today. You've got Bible college, you've got schools, you've got books galore, but what are we doing? These things do not replace taking the journey by faith. And so from America, I rode my bike in Singapore. I rode it in Indonesia. I rode my bike in Thailand. I rode my bike in Vietnam, where I'm at right now. So I've been riding my bike and sharing my journey by faith. And that when people do submit their stories, we give them access to that particular course, Journey by Faith.
Praise God. Brother William, how can listeners purchase your book, Journey by Faith?
Well, they can visit the website, whyjesusbookseries.com. There'll be a link there where it can direct them on how they can buy a copy.
All right. Any final words for the listeners?
Yes, of course. I just implore you to search deep within your heart and realize that your testimony is so special. In fact, there is no other testimony like yours. And when your testimony is made known, the angels are in awe of what Jesus has done in the world. And if you have a testimony that you believe would bless somebody, and you really haven't had a chance to perhaps write about it, and you don't feel necessarily pressed to write an entire book, but you want to share your story, perhaps the Why Jesus book series will be a platform that can provide you access to share your story with 1,500 plus words, 1,500 to 3,000 words to share your story. I encourage you to attend a webinar and learn more. And I want to also say, Gary, thank you for having me on your show. Each story potentially will also include a QR code, so where when the person scans that QR code with their phone, an additional video can come up, and that person might share personally in a little more different way about what Jesus has done in their life. So these books will be multimedia as well as print. So I just encourage the listeners today, you know who you are. It burns in your heart to share what Jesus has done for you. Ask the Why Jesus book series is what you have been praying for. We would love to learn more about what he has done in your life.
Brother Wim, I also want to just thank you for taking the time to come on and share your testimony at the same time and share all that God is doing and will be doing in and through your life. Come back anytime God so leads you and keep us abreast on whatever God is doing in, with, and through you. All right, so let's
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Gary.
You're welcome. Listeners, you're hearing from William Owens, our beloved brother of the Household of Faith, an author and director of publishing for the Why Jesus book series, also director of publications through People LLC. I encourage you to Not only look at the show notes, but become involved. Share that testimony as our beloved brother has laid out for you. He was very, very clear. And you know who you are. God is speaking to you. You didn't tune in today by accident. Thank you for taking the time tuning in to Challenges of Faith radio program.